Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Polly. Okay, Joe, did you ever have a part-time job when you were a student? And what was the job?
Well, I actually had lots of jobs when I was growing up and when I was a kid. My very first job was when I was around 10 years old. It was delivering newspapers to people's homes, door to door, you know, walking through the snow, through the rain to deliver newspapers. So I guess that was my first part-time job, but then as a student, I also worked in restaurants, warehouses, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. But what about you, Polly? What was your first part-time job as a student?
Well, mine was working in an English cram school. Then I worked part-time as an English teacher for 2 years when I was in university. But why did you decide to get a part-time job in the first place?
Well, I decided to get a part-time job because I needed some money.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when we turn 16, we can drive. So when you turn 16, you want a car.
Oh.
Cars cost money. So I needed to get a job to pay for the car. So that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, to earn money is very important. But also, I think gaining working experience is also important. Okay, so now let's take a look at today's article.
Reading.
Ready to work.
I saw the most awesome basketball shoes at the mall today. I had dreams of shooting hoops in those shoes this summer, but Mom refused to buy them. They are super pricey, but I just have to get them on my feet. That's why I've decided to get a job this summer. It's definitely time for me to grow up a little. After all, I'm going to be 16 soon. Finding a job could be really easy, too. Mandy might hook me up with one at her parents' bookstore. They need help with carrying boxes and unloading delivery trucks. It might be tough work, but my muscles will get huge. Plus, money doesn't grow on trees, so I have to do something. I thought my parents would be supportive, just like they usually are. But when I brought the job up, they seemed to dislike the idea that I would be doing manual labor. I'll build my body, make some cash, and might even read a book or two. What's not to like about that?
All right, today's article starts off by saying, I saw the most awesome basketball shoes at the mall today.
Mm.
This word awesome is something you'll hear people say a lot in English. Awesome means very good or remarkable or outstanding. For example, we might say the singer's concert was really awesome.
对口语里面呢，我们要说非常棒的，就会用 awesome 这个字，和另外一个你应该也听过的字意思一样，就是 amazing。Okay, so Aiden, he saw the most awesome, the most amazing basketball shoes at the mall. Of course, he has to take them home.
That's right. He goes on to say, I had dreams of shooting hoops in those shoes this summer, but Mom refused to buy them. We see a phrase here, shooting hoops. That just means to play basketball, but in sort of an informal way. Not in a formal game with teams, but maybe you just get a few friends, a few buddies, and you go shoot the ball around. That's what shooting hoops is.
对，所以其实 shooting hoop 它就是像投篮的这个动作，就是用 shooting hoop。那么篮筐呢，英文就是 hoop, H-O-O-P.
And his mom refused to buy him those shoes. To refuse means to say firmly that you will not do something that someone has asked you to do. So he said, Mom, can you please buy me these shoes? She refused.
Yeah.
She said, absolutely not, no way.
对 refuse, R-E-F-U-S-E, 就是拒绝不愿意做某事。通常我们会用 refuse to do something. For example, he refused to face the truth, 拒绝面对现实。Okay, so Aiden saw the most awesome shoes, but his mom refused to buy them. What a disappointing news for him. Maybe they are too expensive.
Well, let's find out. He says next, they are super pricey, but I just have to get them on my feet. So, you're right, Polly. You said they're super pricey. Pricey just means that something has a high price.
We all know the word price, P-R-I-C-E. It means the amount of money you have to pay for something. So pricey, P-R-I-C-Y, is an adjective. It just means expensive. We can also spell it as P-R-I-C-E-Y, right?
That's exactly right. One way is like the American English way. The other is like the UK English way. And we also saw we could also say the accessories are beautiful, but very pricey. So remember, pricey just means really expensive.
对，所以 pricey 呢，其实就是昂贵的意思。它另外一个拼法是 p r i c e y， 这两个字都是一样的。好，那么还有另外一个同义字可以表达是 costly， c o s t l y。例如呢 ，costly jewels， costly meal。Okay, so of course, we can't always get what we want. That pair of awesome shoes are too pricey. But Aiden hasn't given up. He still wants to get them on his feet.
And then he says, that's why I decided to get a job this summer. It's definitely time for me to grow up a little. After all, I am going to be 16 soon.
That's a pretty good idea, and I really appreciate his persistence.Since he really wants that pair of shoes, he finds a solution himself to get himself what he wants.
That's right. So he's kind of growing up. He's going to become a man soon. So he says, well, it's time to grow up, time to get a job. And when he says that, he uses the phrase, after all. That just means in spite of everything, or to the contrary, nevertheless. So nevertheless, he needs to grow up, he needs to get a job, he needs to make some money so he can get those shoes.
After all 这个片语中文我们通常翻作毕竟，那么文章它是放在句首使用，不过它也可以放在句尾。For example, you shouldn't be too strict with her. She is a newcomer after all. All right, I think it's very mature of him to understand that if he really wants something, he should earn money himself to pay for it.
That's right. It's a very grown-up thing of him to do. Very adult.Well, next he says, finding a job could be really easy, too. Mandy might hook me up with one at her parents' bookstore. So maybe Mandy can help him out and get him a job.
Yeah, I think, okay, he's still pretty naive because finding a job is anything but easy. But after all, he's only 16. So he said Mandy might hook him up with one at her parents' bookstore. What does hook somebody up with something mean? Let's take a look at today's shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Zephyr, you look sad today.
That's because I am.
Do you mind if I ask you why?
My laptop quit working and now I have no way to type up my report.
Hey, don't worry. I can hook you up with another computer.
I'm not a robot. You can't attach me with electronics.
To hook someone up with something...means to help them get something, like a job, or, in this case, another computer.
So, hook someone up with something means 提供某人所需. That's so kind of you.
No problem. I don't mind hooking my friends up with things that they need.
If you don't mind hooking people up with stuff, then you wouldn't mind hooking me up with the copy of your report.
好的，我们看完今天的 shortcut for you。所以其实 hook 这个字 H-O-O-K 它是钩子，那么要把东西用钩子勾住呢，是 hook up。所以 hook somebody up with somebody or something， 自然就是有把某人介绍给某人或某事的意思喽。Okay, so if Mandy.Successfully hooked him up with a job at the bookstore, what kind of things will he do?
Well, let's find out. He says they need help with carrying boxes and unloading delivery trucks. So it must be quite a big bookstore.
Yeah.
He's going to unload the delivery trucks. Unload means to remove a load from a vehicle or a ship or something that carries a lot of stuff.
好，我们先看一下 load 这个字 L-O-A-D 它当动词呢就有装载 to put a large quantity of something into a vehicle or a container. 所以呢，前面加了 un， 我们知道 unload 合在一起一定就是相反的意思。所以呢 ，to unload delivery trucks 就是从货车呢卸货。
For example, we could say the driver unloaded some heavy boxes from the back of the delivery truck. Okay, let's get back to the diary now. It says it might be tough work, but my muscles will get huge.
Unloading delivery trucks is sure tough work. Okay, so if something is tough, it is difficult to do.But he thinks that doing those hard work can help him build his muscles. What's muscle?
Well, muscle is one of the pieces of flesh inside your body that you use in order to move and that connect your bones together. So if you go like this with your arm and you feel right here, maybe you'll feel some muscle. I feel kind of some fat in there. Maybe there's some muscle in there somewhere.
Okay, 对，大家应该都听过 muscle 这个字 ，M-U-S-C-L-E， 就是肌肉。For example, regular exercise helps strengthen your muscles.
Okay, so one good reason for him to get this job is he'll get in shape. He'll get some big muscles. He also says, plus, money doesn't grow on trees, so I have to do something. This is a very common sort of idiom in English. Money doesn't grow on trees. It just means, well, money doesn't come easily. You can't just walk down the street and go to the money tree and just take some money off the tree. You have to earn it. You have to work hard.
Yeah, it's actually quite impressive that he actually understands this at only age 16. So yeah, this idiom just means that money is not that easy to get. 像中文我们会说钱不会自动从天上掉下来，那英文就是说钱不会自己长在树上。
You'll often hear this from your parents when we're growing up in the West. Well, do you think money grows on trees? No, Mom, no, Dad, it doesn't grow on trees. We usually get that speech when it's time for us to get our first job. So it's time to earn our own money. Okay, let's get back to the diary, which says, I thought my parents would be supportive, just like they usually are. If somebody is supportive, it means they provide support, especially...moral or emotional support.
Support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, 本身当名词或动词呢都是支持的意思。例如 ,my parents has given me great support, 或者 I strongly support your point of view. 那么这里呢它的形容词形式也非常实用是 supportive, S-U-P-P-O-R-T-I-V-E, supportive, 表示支持的。You can have a supportive family or a supportive friend.
For example, all of the team members are supportive of the new plan.
我们可以用 be supportive of something 表示支持某物。那么再看到这一句有一个 just like 表示如同的意思。在这边呢 ,like 是当作连接词使用。Just 呢其实是可以省略的。那我们来造一些例句，比如说 ，He behaves just like his father， 或是我们后面接子句 ，She wants to treat you like she used to。
Aiden goes on to write in his diary, but when I brought the job up, they seemed to dislike the idea that I would be doing manual labor. If you bring something up, it means you mention a subject.Or start talking about it.
所以如果我们在讲话或聊天的时候，突然呢 ，bring something up， 就是突然提起某件事，开启某个话题。所以呢 ，he brought the job up means that he talked to his parents about the job. 那么如果你不想要别人提到什么话题，你就可以说 ，please don't bring that subject up， 叫别人不要提到某事。那我们再看到这边 seem to 表示看起来如何，例如呢，他看起来好像不太认同我的说法。He seems to be disagree with my idea， 或是后面接形容词。He doesn't seem too happy about the results.
Aiden also mentioned something called manual labor. Manual work involves using your hands or your physical strength.Rather than your mind. So it means using your body, and manual labor is often very, very hard and tough work.
对 ,manual, 先看到这个字 ,M-A-N-U-L-A-L, 是一个形容词手工的用手操作的或者体力的。 所以呢 labor L-A-B-O-R 是劳动，那么合在一起的 manual labor 就是指劳力的不需要动脑的工作。
It goes on to say I'll build my body, make some cash, and might even read a book or two. What's not to like about that?
Okay, yeah, if you say what's not to like or what's not to like about something, you can't think of a reason why anyone would dislike it. He doesn't understand why his parents do not like the idea of manual labor since there are quite a few benefits for him.
And usually when you are a student or you're a young person getting your first job, well, you can't go be a manager somewhere or you can't get like a very high level job. You have to start at the bottom. And that usually means...doing manual labor, something like construction work or anything that involves, you know, lifting, using your body, using your physical strength. So that's what a lot of us have to go through for our first job. All right, that brings us to the end of today's article, and now it's time for 4U Chat.
4U Chat.
Okay, so how would you get the money for something that you really wanted to buy?
Well, I would do what I've been doing since I was a teenager. I guess I would work for it. That's one of the great benefits of getting a part-time job when you're young. It teaches you the value of money. It also teaches you what hard work is all about. Now, I remember when I got my first part-time job, I complained. I really didn't like it.But now that I'm older, I'm really glad that I did because it did a couple of things. It taught me the importance of education, for one thing, because I knew that I didn't want to do manual labor for the rest of my life. Nothing wrong with manual labor, of course. It's good. You can work outside. It's good for your body as well, but it's tough on your body too. So I knew that manual labor probably wasn't for me. So hard work, teaching the value of hard work, the value of money...Those are all benefits of getting a part-time job. So what about you, Polly? What would you do if you really wanted to buy something and you needed to get some extra cash?
Yeah, of course, I would also work. I think that's the only solution. And yeah, I think I started working part-time since I graduated from high school. So yeah, I think it's a very good thing for anyone to do.
That's right. So if you guys have the opportunity to get a part-time job and if you do have the time to do that, I know...Everybody has to be busy keeping track of their studies, getting good grades and all those things. But if you can just work, say, like a few hours a week, it is a very worthwhile experience. And having a little bit of extra cash in your pocket does not hurt. So it's a very worthwhile experience for a lot of reasons. And you can buy stuff you like, too. And you won't have to ask your parents for money. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of today's program. But we'll be back next time with a little bit more of this.Diary from Aiden and getting a part-time job. Please do join us again then. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Polly.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Ready to work.
I saw the most awesome basketball shoes at the mall today. I had dreams of shooting hoops in those shoes this summer, but Mom refused to buy them. They are super pricey, but I just have to get them on my feet.That's why I've decided to get a job this summer. It's definitely time for me to grow up a little. After all, I'm going to be 16 soon. Finding a job could be really easy, too. Mandy might hook me up with one at her parents' bookstore. They need help with carrying boxes and unloading delivery trucks. It might be tough work, but my muscles will get huge. Plus,Money doesn't grow on trees, so I have to do something. I thought my parents would be supportive, just like they usually are. But when I brought the job up, they seemed to dislike the idea that I would be doing manual labor. I'll build my body, make some cash, and might even read a book or two. What's not to like about that?Vocabulary Review.
Awesome. After the band's awesome performance, the audience stood up and clapped their hands. Pricey. Even though the fancy restaurant was pricey, The service was not very good. Unload. Workers spend hours unloading products from the ship onto the docks. Muscle. You can increase the size of your muscles by lifting weights. Bring up. The employee brought up his pay during a conversation with his boss. Manual labor. People who do manual labor must be tough and used to hard work.